T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But we got the Sweet 16 starting tomorrow. We went around earlier. B and Jeff think the NC State game is the most fun. That's the one they're most excited for because of, you know, the underdog story and the big man Burns. There's a lot to like there. I'm really looking forward to Bama, Carolina, and Houston versus Duke. What is your favorite matchup of the Sweet 16?
Well, my favorite matchup is Illinois-Iowa State. I think that's such a contrast of styles because we see Iowa State as one of the best defensive teams, and yet you have Illinois that has Terrence Shannon, who's one of the best scorers that's still left in the tournament. So how is that going to work? And we saw in the Big 12 championship when Iowa State went up against Houston, they didn't just beat Houston. They kicked their teeth in. I mean, it was one I had never seen this Houston team play like that. So I am fascinated to see how that ends up playing out on Thursday. It's a late game on Thursday. It tips off at 10, which I hate. But I think that's the one that I'm right now most excited for, and I have a heavy lean gambling-wise on Iowa State.
Ooh, yeah. Really? Yeah. All right. I thought Illinois is the team that could beat UConn.
I think Iowa State is the team that can beat UConn because of the defense. I think they're the only team, one of the few teams still remaining that is capable of guarding Connecticut at every position.
All right. What else do you see? You gave me a winner with UConn. I mean, UConn appears to be Freight Train City again.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Is there any reason to believe San Diego State couldn't keep up with them in the final last year?
No. Yeah, I think it's almost going under the – like, UConn is so good, it's going under the radar that this is a rematch of last year's championship. They're an absolute juggernaut. Purdue has looked like an absolute juggernaut. Granted, they haven't played anybody that's specifically spectacular. I mean, Utah State's good. They're not great. Uh-huh. And they hung 106 on them. So I've been really pleased with the way that Purdue has played. But, I mean, UConn is still – they still have to be the betting favorite. My champ's UNC, but – UConn looks like an absolute juggernaut right now.
Do you think Gonzaga have a chance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. The problem
is – they're playing
is,
Perdue. Everybody's got a chance.
Everybody's got a chance. I mean –
they be saying that because he's trying to talk opposite of what he wants. He has Purdue winning it.
You got Purdue winning it?
Yes.
You see, but you got to listen to him.
That didn't this feel like a confident
when
yes.
When he talks – it's not a confident.
I describe it as walking into the home of someone that has a pit bull. And they tell you, yo, my pit bull's really sweet, really nice. Everything's cool. You can believe them, but you're never going to feel comfortable.
When you walk by, you hear.
Oh, yeah. That is what it's like picking Purdue to win the title. I know they could completely drop the ball at any moment.
Yeah, and there's a different bark when a pit bull barks at you, too.
Is that your pit?
That's a different bark.
But I have a theory. Like, there's method to my madness.
UVA theory?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not that advanced.
Like, it's not crazy advanced.
It's not AP physics. But
I'm with you. I mean,
they've looked great.
Until
they
look
really good.
Sure.
The thing is, though,
just like the pit bull
with Gonzaga, because like Purdue hasn't beaten a ton of good teams, but like neither has Gonzaga. Kansas sucks. Anybody that bet Kansas is a silly goose because they get blown out by good teams and bad teams this entire season. And then Bill Self comes out and says, well, for the last month, I've been looking forward to next season. He should have kept that one behind his teeth. I don't know why he said that out loud. So I don't really know. Like, I think Gonzaga's good, but they have not played competition that makes me believe they're truly a great team, whereas I still think Purdue has the potential to be a great team.
True. So what do you – I mean, looking at everything here, any surprises coming, or you just got – this thing has already been very chalky?
Yeah.
You got more chalk coming?
I do think Duke might fall. I think people are really riding Duke right now, where I don't I don't think they deserve to. That's still chalky, but I think Houston might. I think Houston might really smack Duke around.
Dude, I think you talked about the contrast of styles. Iowa State, Illinois. I think that's a contrast of styles.
Yeah,
Houston
I agree.
Plays football, and Filipowski is soft.
Yeah, he does not play football. He plays ultimate frisbee.
He got knocked down by a 5-foot-tall co-ed from Wake Forest and said he was injured. Like, what are you going to do when the men of Houston start knocking you around?
They're playing bully ball, right. So, it's like, I don't see Duke standing a chance in that one. So, I guess that is still a little chalky.
Yeah, it's a one seed.
Yeah. I guess it's a lot of like, I had 3 ones in my final four. The only team I didn't, ironically, was UConn because I had Auburn. Thanks a lot, Auburn. Lost to a bunch of dorks.
Everybody loved Auburn.
Everybody
me.
Loved Auburn. You're smart for that. I should have listened. I was watching that game. I was like, surely they're going to pull away at some point, and they just never did. And then Yale goes and gets destroyed by San Diego State. I mean, Clemson's a fun team.
That's the thing about this. You got to stay into it. Every damn game.
Every day. Every
and I think that's the great thing that I love about the March Madness deal. You can be the absolute best team, and if you are not focused one day, you get
your
ass kicked and you're gone.
Right.
And Auburn, that was my survivor pool pick, and they lost.
They lost.
So it happens.
I mean, my survivor pool pick was Kentucky.
Oh, you
much better.
What's going on with that survivor pool?
I don't know. Where is that now?
I got kicked out of the group chat because I got destroyed.
What, were you even in the same survivor pool?
The one that Bish did? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was gone the same day, first day.
Ten of us went down. Honestly, there could be a champion already in that survivor pool, which is so lame. If 10 of us went the first day, and then you...
I
so there were
the
only six
day.
Left. No, you went the third day, because you had Auburn in the second round, right? When they lost?
Yeah.
Or did Auburn lose in the first round?
Yeah, they lost the first round.
Oh, yeah, because they lost to Yale.
Yeah, they lost to Yale.
So you were out... So there were, at most, there were only five left
five
Saturday
went
morning.
Into it, yeah.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Lanville, can you text Bish Bucks and just get us a Survivor Pool update? Because that's pretty terrible. And because I'm a D-gen, I know Denton Day is too.
Oh, yeah.
Should we get a Sweet 16 Survivor Pool? I'm in.
I mean, I'm in it because I'm a D-gen. That feels almost like I hate second chance brackets. It feels a little second chancy, but if you're
it's
putting money down,
second chancy.
Yeah, I can't do second. I'll just gamble like a man.
So that's kind of where I've landed.
Nobody told you hell no with your little trying to make up survivor pool.
Yeah, all right, Lanville, cut Denton's airtime next week. I think the bracket has mattered less and less to me over time because I just bet on every game.
Yeah, the bracket.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's like fantasy football.
I saw Frank last night. Bet on all the underdogs.
Oh, how do you do?
He told me this one team.
I thought you meant Chris Cifulli. I was
the
like,
one
oh,
game,
cool.
The one game he said set him apart. I forgot what game it was. Somebody early that was like a high seed that ended up winning.
I mean, there weren't that many. You know what I bet he needed?
Oh, it's probably Duquesne.
I bet Duquesne paid him well. And then obviously, who beat Kentucky?
Oakland
had to pay him.
He set it up.
But, dude, if Samford had pulled off that upset over Kansas, where the guy didn't get – it was a terrible call late.
Oh, bad call.
I think that would have really made a difference. So, be at a buddy that bet money lines on all the 10 seeds and higher in the first round. Which
– And he probably profited from
it. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he definitely profited.
I don't know what odds he got, but I read somewhere online about that like strategy, and it about broke even for the thing I read.
Yeah.
I think you were up a little bit, but you got to remember you got to pay all the juice on the other side. And
right.
I almost wonder, I've been hearing these stats today that the last like 4 years you've had at least 2 1 seeds go down in the Sweet 16.
Yeah. I think this year just feels a little different, though.
Black and
just because everybody is so
what?
Good.
Nothing. Just talking.
Why are you hating on Purdue? I don't understand your Purdue hate.
Nah, my thing is you did not like this team all year. You can't stand
it.
All of a sudden you pick them to win it.
I don't
that's
like
the
them.
Weirdest. That's the weirdest crap in the world to me.
I legit don't like them.
It's just the UVA. That
you
UVA
don't like
thing
them, but if they were
you.
To win it, he'll tell everybody that want to listen that how he picked them.
Do you know who Jeff picked?
Jeff picked Kentucky, didn't he? Jeff is an all SEC. His Final Four is probably all SEC teams.
No. Jeff, go ahead and tell Denton Day, the College Sports Insider's Insider, your Final Four.
Hey, I just went on a limb, bro. Tried to swing big. Called UNC. Who was it? UConn. Kentucky. Colorado.
No, Colorado State.
Colorado State, my bad.
You had Colorado State in the. You watched them play a team that literally can't score.
Hey, I just had to have one, like, wild pick, and I just looked and said, all right, let's go. Just like when I did with the Texans and said they was going to win their division, I tried to do that, go with that same thing. It didn't work out for real.
This is college basketball, though.
Oh, I know. I like Clemson this week, by the way, against Arizona.
Really?
Yeah, if you want an upset, I like Clemson against Arizona. There's something about the ACC. And Arizona, like if you're looking at the pantheon of like teams that you don't trust, even though you pick Purdue to win, like Purdue is still high up there, Arizona's like right under. I don't really like Arizona. I don't trust Arizona, so I kind of like Clemson this weekend.
Goodbye, Denton.
All right, see you, boys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.